Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sujit, consultant cardiothoracic surgeon and heart and lung transplant surgeon at Kaveri Hospitals, Chennai. In this video, I'll be briefing about minimally invasive cardiac surgery. So minimally invasive cardiac surgery, more popularly known as keyhole heart surgery, it's gaining popularity in many centers across the world. So as the name implies, the keyhole surgery, that means we make small incisions or cuts to gain access to the heart and do the procedure. So as opposed to a standard heart operation where we cut the sternum or the breastbone and then retract it to expose the heart, in keyhole heart surgery we do not cut any bones. We make the cuts in between the ribs, or the we call the rib spaces, to gain access to the heart and do the procedure. So the cuts may differ according to the surgery we are performing. For example, in bypass surgery, we may make cuts on the left side, whereas for valve surgeries and other surgeries, we make it on the right side of the chest. So what all procedures can be done by a keyhole procedure? So almost all of the adult cardiac surgeries can be done via a keyhole procedure. This includes bypass surgeries, valve surgeries can be repairs or replacements, and even some aortic surgeries, and also to repair holes in the heart, known as atrial septal defects, etc. So what are the advantages? Advantages of this particular keyhole surgery. So the advantage now, it will be less painful because we are not cutting any bone. So again, blood loss will be less. So the need for transfusions are also less. It is more cosmetically appealing to the patient because these small cuts that can be hidden under the breast or under the armpit, so it won't be easily noticeable. And this all translates into lesser hospital stay, and finally they can return to work quickly. So these are the advantages of keyhole surgery as compared to a standard surgery. So the studies, what do the studies say? So studies show that the long-term results of these keyhole surgeries are as good as the standard surgeries. Every patient may be suitable or an ideal candidate for this kind of surgeries. So we may need to do some special tests, such as CT scan of the chest, to ascertain whether a particular patient is eligible for this procedure. So age is not a bar for this procedure, but presence of calcium in the blood vessels, which can happen with aging, is a bar for this kind of procedures. So I would recommend that all patients be aware of this option whenever they come for cardiac surgery, and discuss with your doctor whether to assess the feasibility, whether you are eligible for this kind of procedures. Thank you.